All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Primary season underway, one of the very important races out there with quite a few people vying to be the next Attorney General here in the state of Texas. Joining me today to visit about his campaign, some of the big issues impacting Texas and that will impact Texas going forward, is Republican candidate for Attorney General Dan Branch. Mr. Branch, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good, Chad. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing great. I appreciate you being able to call in today, and we extend our sympathies to your recent loss there in your family.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a tough week losing my dad, but appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you being able to reschedule, and let's talk a little bit about some of the recent news involving you, involving yourself and your campaign. You recently just filed an amicus brief that's backing HB2, correct?
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit about what that will do going forward.
Well, we just want to make sure when that as the case is going to be heard now in the appellate court, that we are making sure the issues that we care about are presented. And to me, this is part of preparing to be the Attorney General, is acting and being the in a position to advocate for the state on behalf of the citizens and the laws of the state of Texas.
Well, Greg Abbott was, I think most people could say, very active as Attorney General. He was out in the media quite a bit. He was really fighting for the laws that that Texas has. Is that what you're trying to model yourself after?
Absolutely, Chad. I mean, I have a record from being in the legislature now for over 10 years of, and my record is one of being a strong conservative, but a strong conservative that doesn't just talk about the issues, but actually gets things done. You know, we've talked in the past about my passing the moment of silence law so that now 5 million school children can say prayer in the state of Texas and say our two pledges. Or we've talked about my passing other legislation, whether that's the traditional marriage law and being a co-author on that, or the voter ID law. So on all those issues that I care about, As the Attorney General, I planned on vigorously defending them and pushing back against an overreaching federal government, whether that's federal judges or whether that's this executive branch, the current administration and Eric Holder. I will be aggressive in defending our ideas, our conservative ideas. You know, we know they work. History proves that they work, but we have to have strong advocates that will make the competent arguments and be smart and wise and aggressive, because the left is a take no prisoners approach, and they have some smart people and they are pushing their agenda.
Let me ask you about this, because you called yourself conservative and you've been running as a conservative. There have been some publications lately, though, that have, they've questioned that. In fact, the San Antonio Express News, they have a headline: Moderate Republican Branch moves further right.
Yeah,
do you agree with those who try to put you in that moderate, but just you're trying to sound like a conservative? Do you agree with those headlines, and why are they doing that?
Absolutely not. And when you know, when you get attacked by the media, which is generally as we all know, left or views themselves as liberal, they view someone often who's conservative but perhaps hasn't been patting himself on the back in a different light. My record is clear. I came in 2003, and in that first year, I not only helped pass a major tort reform, which has helped boost our economy, I also passed the prayer in school bill. And in the subsequent session, I was a co-author on the Traditional Marriage Act, constitutional amendment. And I'm also someone who's been pushing for openness and transparency. I think that is a important element to keeping government limited and having government be accountable. So I passed a constitutional amendment to make sure we had a record vote so we could, the citizens could hold public servants like me accountable. And this year I passed a constitutional amendment with the help of the voters last month to get rid of a piece of government. That's what I call, you know, actually doing the work of limited government. So I'm really comfortable with my record, and the armchair quarterbacking by the left in the press is not something I you know, pay a lot of attention to, frankly.
Visiting with Dan Branch, a Republican candidate for Attorney General. Let's go to some of the laws that are out there right now, some of the things that will be impacting Texas. What do you think are the major issues that will be impacting Texas that, if you are elected as Attorney General, that your office will be taking a look at going forward?
Well, we're going to be pushing strong on this on the House Bill 2 and the pro-life and defending life, something I've been a strong supporter of my whole career. I think that's an area that has immediate concern. I think another area is the attacks we're seeing on our voter ID law. I've put out a lot of information on that. We're going to create a task force. So I think protecting the integrity of the ballot box, that's something that you're going to see me be aggressive on. I think protecting life, that's something you're going to see me be aggressive on and pushing back against the federal courts on that. I think that another area is that this whole pushing back on finding ways to get rid of Obamacare. I think that's an area where you're going to see me be strong and be aggressive. The whole area of Medicaid fraud and health care fraud, I think that's an area we've got to be careful. And I finally say, Chad, that being really tough and strong on online predators, protecting our children in the state of Texas, that will also be an area of focus for me if I'm fortunate enough to earn the honor of serving as the next Attorney General.
What about when it comes to other privacy issues? You've heard the Attorney General, current Attorney General, bring up things like drones, but also privacy when it comes to searches on cell phones and other issues that maybe state law hasn't exactly caught up to technology where it is. We all know technology is always improving and always changing. How would your office go towards those issues?
Hey, I have always been trying to take a thoughtful approach to get the facts. I think a good lawyer gets all the facts and then applies the law to those facts, and understands there's a balance between really, a critical a function of limited government, protecting citizens, public safety, law enforcement's job. That's critically important, but also is fundamental to individuals and the Texans as Americans is our privacy. And so you have to work through those tough issues and make sure we're finding the right balance. That's something that I would commit to do, is to sitting down. We've done that with some legislation this past session, and this is a new era. You're right. We have new technologies, and so therefore the law is going to have to catch up with these technologies and fundamentally protect our people from evil and evildoers, and then also fundamentally protect them, their privacy and their right of privacy and their families and their homes. And so these are tough areas where we need people that have evidenced thoughtfulness, who've been competent, who've been shown some good judgment. And I think that's what I bring to the table on these issues.
Do you think that the Attorney General's office should look at what the NSA has been doing searches on internet, for folks who, they may have no idea that they've been looked at, or that their cell phones. There was a story that came out earlier this week that police agencies have been tapping into cell phones, just like the NSA has. Is that something that the Attorney General's office would be taking a look at?
Absolutely. Protecting Texans is a high honor and responsibility, a primary responsibility. And so, Chad, absolutely, we've got a sense that this federal government is overreaching in so many areas, whether it's the IRS, whether it's the EPA, whether it's the Justice Department or the NSA. More and more keeps coming out. Obviously, we realize that national security is important, and as I've said, public safety is a fundamental aspect of a limited government and a conservative philosophy. But unnecessary overreach, which we have seen everywhere we turn from this government, is unacceptable, and therefore the Attorney General, it seems to me, has to step up and stand up and protect the privacy of Texans.
Dan Branch, Republican candidate for Attorney General, I appreciate your time today, and I'm sure we will speak often throughout this primary process.
Thanks very much, Chad, and just wanted to say, again, appreciate the opportunity to have me on, and if people want to learn more, danbranch.com. We were really fortunate to get the Farm Bureau endorsement this week, and so thanks for having me on. Look forward to coming back.
Thank you very much. That's Dan Branch, Republican candidate for Attorney General. Danbranch.com is the website.